It's hot off the wire with Al Freitas.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Hey, what's up? It's Al Freitas. Here's your hot off the wire. Chris Brown's probation was revoked. He failed to get permission to travel to San Jose for that concert where that shootout occurred. Plus, he was at another venue where Suge Knight was shot. Remember that last year? So the judge may not think that's coincidence. Breezy goes back to court in March. Nick Cannon beat Mariah to the courthouse. He officially filed for divorce last month. Guess that means Mariah's Vegas money will be all hers. Poor Amber Rose. A fan posted a comment earlier today that she should get back with Wiz Khalifa, and Amber Rose wrote back, quote, I want to. Nancy Grace wants a round two with 2 Chainz over marijuana legalization. Grace tweeted, quote, I hereby challenge you to a rematch. Superhead and Christina Milian went at each other via Twitter, and Superhead actually is the one who started it, with a post that read, and most importantly, little girl, be careful not to claim a man who belongs to the world. Obviously talking about Lil Wayne. To that, Christina replied, it's such a shame a woman has to settle for that mentality when no man has ever cared to claim that. Hashtag what's mine is mine, straight up. Ooh, gloves off. Christina, of course, has her own reality show, by the way. So does Tyga. However, don't expect to see his rumored girlfriend Kylie or Blac Chyna. Well, Blac Chyna's his baby mama. Kylie Jenner is his rumored girlfriend. Anyway, neither one of them will be on the show. The show basically showcases Tyga and his boys living large. He's already filmed one segment with Chris Brown. Usher's ex-wife, Tamika Foster, has come a long way. They say she's happy over Usher's engagement to his manager, Grace Miguel, even though he supposedly started dating her before he and Tamika were done. Anyway, she said she'd love for their kids not only to be at the wedding, but to be in it. Common and John Legend just keep winning and winning. Their collabo Glory for the film Selma won the Best Song Award at yesterday's Critics' Choice Award. Britt, you got any ratchet reality for me?
Poor Stevie J might be headed to jail for 2 years. He's behind $1.1 million in child support.
That's not poor. If you can be behind $1.1 million, you have money.
Well, poor because he's in rehab for Coco right now.
Oh, ew. That's not poor either. It's his habit. I'm sorry. Hey, on the tube this weekend, Kevin Hart is the host for Saturday Night Live. Meanwhile, his new movie, Wedding Ringer, is in theaters today. But you saw that quickly. How'd you like it?
Hilarious, but very similar to Hitch.
Okay. So Vice, starring Bruce Willis, is new in theaters today. American Sniper, starring Bradley Cooper and Sienna Miller, is new in theaters today. Black Hat, starring Viola Davis and Chris Hemsworth, is also new in theaters. And Spare Parts, starring George Lopez. I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the therestofourmorningshow.com. Of course, you can reach me via Twitter and Instagram at Freitas Flix, and you can reach her at Too Pretty Britty. Bye.